right here.
Right?
Right on Randall?
No, Randall's already been in, so you guys can pick
your
seats.
Oh, okay.
We got some.
We sprayed a lot of it already, so.
I wore a bottle or two.
You smell a little bit like that spray champagne right now.
I like it.
All right, we are going to close out the evening with our race-winning driver for the NASCAR Xfinity Series champion and the race today here at Homestead. Tyler Reddick, driver of the number 2 Richard Childress Racing Chevrolet Camaro. This is Tyler's second NASCAR Xfinity Series champion, and obviously he won last year and again this year. And then Richard Childress joins us as the race-winning team owner. This is Richard Childress Racing's 5th NASCAR Xfinity Series championship. So congratulations, Richard, on continued success there. We will take questions for Tyler or Richard. If you have one, please raise your hand, state your name and affiliation, and we'll start with Jerry.
Jerry Jordan, kickingthetires.net. Tyler, over the radio, as you were making that last lap across the finish line, you obviously went crazy. But coming down pit road, dodging the people.
Oops. I messed that up. Well, I knew we needed to get the tires checked, and I didn't want to, you know, go right to doing burnouts. So I wanted to get that checked right away, and I thought I had to go down pit road to then come back out by turn one. So I should have just backed up, but, you know, it's all good. I got to make a mistake somewhere along the way. It's part of it.
Over your radio also, Wayne Alton comes over and says, you are a 2-time champion. What did that feel like?
It was awesome. I mean, the first one was special, but this one means more, and it's special in different ways on top of it. You know, from the moment me and Richard sat down last year about talking about doing something this current year and how much, you know, excitement and faith he had in my driving ability, and he thought we could, you know, well before I won the championship at Junior Motorsports, he thought I could be a champion, and you know, did it last year at Junior Motorsports, but this year we did it more consistently, had the most top fives, you know, maybe not led the most laps, but we tooth and clawed our way for every top five, every top 10, and that got us regular season championship, and that allowed us to, you know, go through the playoffs in a manner that allowed us to get here even when we made a few mistakes along the way. So just hats off to this team. I wrecked a few really good race cars that we were planning on bringing here, and we brought our third option, and it was amazing. It was a great car, great team, and we just did what we needed to do to win the championship and the race with it.
All right, go ahead.
Dustin Albino, Front Stretch. Tyler, what's it mean to be the first driver to win consecutive championships with 2 different teams?
It's awesome, but like I said, it's really special to win it with Richard and this team. You know, from the shop guys that don't get to travel, that, you know, we're expressing how excited they were to have me come in and how high their excitement level was, just getting me more pumped up than even, you know, winning a championship only a week ago. Having people tell me that, how excited and enthused they are, went a long way and a lot further than even I anticipated initially. And we hit the ground running in February with the pole and as much speed and drivability in our car at Daytona. You know, Randall was telling me from the get go, this thing's gonna be fast, it's gonna drive good, and that's kind of been what we've had all year long, and it's allowed me to be a better driver, drive smarter, be more consistent, even on some of the racetracks where I had a lot of learning to do. So just an amazing team effort from everybody from the top down. It's just been a blast this year.
All right, Lee. RC, I haven't seen you this happy in a long time. How has this youngster revitalized RCR, particularly in the Xfinity Series, and what are your expectations for next season?
You know, Lee, I think, you know, he's amazing talent. I've seen that before he even won his first championship, watching him race. And he drove some loose race cars that year for junior nose guys, really loose. It gets you in trouble. And the first thing I told Randall, I said, you keep him tight enough, he'll go out and win a lot of races for us. And he did. And we're so excited. I just felt if we could get here, we'd have a great shot of winning the championship. And the talent that he's got next year is going to be – it's going to raise RCR to another level. We've changed so much this year. I'm as excited about next year as I have been in a long time. Having Tyler in a cup car and the things that we know he can do and what he'll bring to RCR.
All right. Davey, go ahead.
Davey Siegel, Front Stretch. One for Tyler and one for Richard. I'll start with Tyler. Dustin mentioned a stat. You also join a pretty prestigious club of drivers who have back-to-back Xfinity titles. Sam Ard, Larry Pearson, Randy LaJoie, Dale Jr., Martin Truex Jr., and Ricky Stenhouse Jr. So I guess, you know, 3-4 years ago when you're starting your journey in NASCAR, did you ever imagine that you'd be on a list like that?
No, I really didn't. And just goes to show, you know, when you get a group of really good people together and you can just do some crazy things, some incredible things. And what's been a lot of fun this year is, you know, last year the chemistry was great, Junior Motorsports with Dave and our whole team. But we had that again here at RCR right away. And from the top down and just our road crew to the guys back at the shop working on our cars to all of it. It's just it's a great organization. We get along really well. We have fun, and we work really, really hard. And it's just been a blast this year to put our heads together and go out and tackle the goals and challenges we have set forth in front of us. So it's been a lot of fun. I know the next step's going to be more challenging, but it's been a blast racing the Xfinity Series the last 3 years. And it's really cool that we've been able to go back-to-back.
And for Mr. Childress, Randall said that he was nervous for all 200 laps. Specifically, I asked him about the last run when he was inches off the wall. What were your feelings like watching it? Did you want him to maybe move down a lane or so?
No, I've seen him do it last year. I've seen him do it. That didn't have me nervous. I was just, my old blood pressure went up a little bit as they started getting at the end. I kept hoping not for a caution. Then the 7 hit the wall, and you never know what happens when you hit pit road. And that was the only thing that I had confidence in him. I know what he can do, and I know how he can drive the race car, and he's a special talent for sure.
All right, we will go to Bob.
Bob Hockers, Fox Sports. I have two. First, Richard, do you know, are you going to have somebody try to kind of defend this title for the two car next year in this series?
We will have an Xfinity car next year. If I had my goal, it would be one Xfinity team and one part-time team. Using the part-time team, we'll use it a little as a development team.
And for Tyler, was there ever a point in this race where you thought you weren't going to get to choose the name of your child, and what's it like to race, I guess, with, like, how in the world did you decide that the name of the child would be dependent on this race?
I had nothing to do with it. Something came over Alexa one morning. She woke up. She was not going to let – she was, the names I came up with she didn't really like, and one I was really dead set on. I was having my friends, whenever we were talking about the little one inside of her, you know, disrupting her, or when we'd ask about her, I got my friends on board with – just how's Bo's doing? So it really got to frustrating her. And one day she woke up and she's like, all right, I don't know what's come over me. Maybe it's pregnancy brain, but, you know, I got an idea. If you win the championship, you can name it what you want to. But if you lose it, I get to pick my name and you have to live with it for the rest of your life. I'm like, well, I mean, if I win it, you got to live with that too. So I had a lot of motivation coming into this. And that was just the extra bit of motivation that I didn't know I needed, but it definitely sure helped. Riker. So we might still be middle name, who knows, but I don't know why. I just like Bo. I don't know. It just seems fitting.
All right, Jacob.
Perfect.
Jacob Seelman, Speed Sport. I got a couple. I'll start with Tyler. When you look back on tonight on Richard, you know, believing in you, as you mentioned, even before you came here, if not for him, Do you think we're sitting here, or you're sitting here having this conversation and celebrating like you are?
Man, I don't know. You know, it was just really, really cool and really special for him to want me to come over here. And that in itself was motivation, too, for me, even last year, you know, going on the stretch in the playoffs and then winning that championship. It got me fired up just to do what I did last year. And it had me fired up coming in this year, too. And it's just real cool that, you know, he had all the faith in the world in me at a time where I maybe didn't have it in myself. And just real awesome to be able to have two back-to-back championships with two different teams. And it was what made this one so much more special is we were consistent week in and week out. I think we had more top fives than anybody. And, you know, we were just always there. We had a lot of chances to win a lot of races this year, and they didn't always pan out, but we were very consistent. And that's nice.
Bands.
All right, Jacob, hold those questions. I'll come back to you. Let's get a few more in. Greg.
Greg Engel, Auto Week. Congratulations, young man. I'm sure we'll cross paths in Orlando again. My question to you, Mr. Childress, this is not your first rodeo. What is this? What does this young man remind you of? Who does he kind of mirror, do you think, as a driver out of all the drivers you've seen through your years? And does he get a discount at the winery?
Most definitely. He's got a lifetime wine club membership. We got about 2,000. He's going to be 2,001. But, you know, I've been fortunate to see so many race drivers over my career. And, you know, I've had the greatest with Dale Earnhardt driving our race car. I think if I look back throughout the years in history, and I've said it a couple of other times, I got asked that tonight, was a great Cale Yarborough. Cale was a good friend of mine, and just watching how Tyler drives a race car, nothing shakes him, and that's who he reminds me so much of. I mean, Cale would drive that car so sideways, whatever it took, and he would come in. He was a three-time champion and won a lot of races, and I think you look at the talent that's coming up next year, and I've seen so many throughout my career. But next year with Tyler Reddick, Cole Custer, Christopher Bell, that's going to be quite a race next year. So I'm excited about racing those two guys too.
All right. Did you have one? Okay, go ahead.
Aaron Bearden, Motorsport Speed. I got a couple for you, Tyler. First of all, I mean, you're in the same spot as last year, but obviously the season that preceded it was much different. So does this one feel different to you now that you're here in the moment?
Absolutely. I knew coming in it was going to feel different if we were able to succeed. And, yeah, I mean, it's just total team effort. You know, we were, like I said, consistent every week. And the things we were able to do and the things the team were able to, you know, help me with to accomplish the things I wasn't very good at. And then, you know, some of our most consistent races become those road courses and things like that. Just – it's awesome. You know, they helped me a lot, and, you know, it just was a lot of motivation to go out there and get it done tonight when at times we were, you know, sixth, seventh, and other times we were, you know, we were down a couple laps on tires to other guys and just pushing then to when we had to push and get around the 7 and the 20, or the 20, the 7, and the double zero at the end there too. So they motivated me a lot this year, and, you know, I was coming into this with a lot of fire.
And obviously this was one of the more special championship battles we've had with you, Custer, and Bell. Now that it's kind of over and you have time to soak it in, what memories do you take away from that, and does it make this any more special knowing you came out of top?
I mean,
of those two?
It was perfect. I mean, it came down to us three at some point, the end of that stage three, whether it was, you know, before the caution, whatever. We were battling, man, and, you know, the green flags hit stop. We just battling hard like we have all year long, and it's just awesome. We were able to come out on top on the deal, but, you know, a lot of times this year, you know, the 20 and the double zero have bested us too. So been a lot of fun racing them. I'm looking forward to racing them along with some other really talented drivers next year on Sundays. And, you know, it's just crazy that us three were able to win so many races, and we were racing against each other so much. It was a blast.
Jordan Bianchi, The Athletic. This is for Richard. Richard, one driver that's been linked to your organization is Daniel Suarez. I'm wondering if that's someone you're interested in and if you've had conversations with him.
Some of our people have talked. Daniel's a very talented driver. He's going to land wherever he goes. He'll do a great job. And we're talking to several different drivers about the two car next year. So I don't know. But Daniel will do good wherever he lands.
All right. Jacob?
Jacob Seelman, Speed Sport. I'm back to Tyler, and then I've got a follow-up for Richard. Tyler, talking to Randall earlier, and he was excited about the band staying together, you and him and Derek going cup racing next year. How much are you excited about that, and do you feel like it's going to at least take some of the edge off that transition, knowing that you've already got the communication?
Absolutely. I mean, we got really lucky, unfortunately for Ross Chastain and good, some good guys over there, you know, Mike Shiplett, Davin, Derek, and guys on the 42 car that I've worked with. When that stuff went south for Ross, I felt really bad, but you know, I couldn't help but be a little selfish and hit up Derek right away and see if he had a home for 2018 or 2019, I should say, because I know how good he is, and he did such a great job. And we were in the process still looking to find a spotter, and I knew it was going to be a challenge to get Derek on there, but Randall knows Derek. I know Derek really well, and he does a great job. So it was really cool to have him come on board on the Xfinity side this year, and it just one thing led to another, and the seas kind of parted, and we were able to get him to come on board with us for next year too. So it's just awesome. We've had a lot of fun this year. We've had fun. Me and Derek have had fun in the past, and you know, at Ganassi. So it's just really cool. You know, it's the first time in, you know, 3 years or something like that I've been able to stay in the same place over the winter, and really excited to use all the tools that RCR has and Chevy has to allow us to hit the ground running come February.
And Richard, I know you expressed so much optimism with having Tyler and what you've got coming for next year, but to kind of cap the year off like this, as you look back on it, 50th anniversary, how much does celebrating this moment and what Tyler's brought to the team on this anniversary, what's that mean to you?
I mean, it's really special to win a championship with Tyler 50 years later. It blows my mind to even think I lived to be 50, but to win a race and a championship and have a great driver like Tyler be right there with us. And I am so excited about next year because I'm letting these crew chiefs on the 3 and the 8 car next year, which Tyler will be driving. He's going to bring his whole team up. We're making a lot of changes, and I think you're going to see a different RCR next year. Tyler's going to put everybody to work over there because he's going to bring some speed and some talent with it.
It'll be great. I mean, Justin Alexander and I have worked together times this year, and Randall and Justin get along really, really well. So really looking forward to that. So it's going to be a long off season, but it's going to go by fast all at the same time.
All right. Any additional questions? Okay. Kelly?
Absolutely. I want to get back to racetrack.
Yeah.
Kelly Crandall, racer.com. Tyler, what was the syrup chug like?
Oh, it was actually not bad at all. I just I hadn't had that much sugar that quick in a long time, I don't think. So I was just you know, making sure I didn't get a sugar rush to the head. But it was great. It was enjoyable. I also said I was going to do it, so I had to stay true to it. Yes, I did. So I had to stay true to it.
All right. Tyler, on believe it's Tuesday, you get to go to Universal with our friends at Comcast and Xfinity. Just talk a little bit about that. I think you had the chance to go last year, but any new plans to take on some new rides this time around?
Man, anything Harry Potter is great. I know Kayla loves Harry Potter. She loves Universal and all the things about it. So, yeah, it was cool. I got to go last year, and now I get to go back and get to experience some new rides too. So we're going to be enjoying it. Kayla's going to be enjoying it, I'm sure. And Alexa, unfortunately, probably can't go on any of the rides. So I offered the trip up to Cole. I didn't really tell Alexa yet, but Cole might go with me. I don't know. He didn't seem too opposed to it.
All right. Any final questions before we let Richard and Tyler go? Okay. Chris, and then Lee with our final question. Go ahead, Chris.
Chris Knight, catchwinds.com. Tyler, this is just a funny one. How are you going to spell Bo?
Oh, B-E-A-U. Yeah, not B-O. It's not body odor. Come on. B-E-A-U.
All right, Lee.
Oh, like Bo Duke? Oh, that was Randall's idea, actually. Randall was all on the kick because the middle name needed to be Bo, or, you know, Duke, Bo Duke. So I don't know if I can convince Alexa of that. I love the Dukes of Hazzard growing up, but I don't think – I take it she didn't watch a lot of it. So, you know, she's from Chicago. She's up north. I don't think she's, you know, southern in any way. So we'll see. Oh, the crossover? I don't know. Like, it's kind of funny. You know, last week me and Justin Allgaier were kind of doing the same thing, downshifting, crossing each other over. So they're totally different racetracks by all means, but – No, because of that with Justin the week before and how much fun that was, you know, I just had a feeling Cole was going to do it, and I knew he was really, really loose up by the fence. So 3 and 4, it just worked out good. I saw how out of shape he got, and my car pivoted, turned, and I got back to the gas, and it took off. It got off the corner really well. So there was nothing sweeter than when I saw the 00, you know, get back far enough to where I could slide up in front of him and go on about my business. But I got to tell you, he didn't make it easy. I started taking it a little easier and tried to be smart about it, and he started to figure out, get a little bit faster. So if I wasn't careful, I made a mistake, he was going to be right there at the end. Well, we'll see in May, I guess.
All right. Well, congratulations to both of you. You guys enjoyed tonight, and we appreciate you spending time with us.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah, maybe.